Kevin Brockway of the Gainesville Sun joins us on his way to Dallas, Texas for the Final Four. Kevin, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, the Florida Gators back in a familiar spot, that being Dallas and AT&T Stadium last year for the regional championship. This year, the Final Four, and the Gators are going to face a familiar foe in the UConn Huskies.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be definitely a difficult task to see them again after Shabazz Napier's fuzzy winning shot. But I think Florida will be a different team this time, obviously, with Scotty Wilbekin back on the floor after he missed the final 3 minutes of that game with a sprained ankle. No Casey Hill, too. No Chris Walker. This was definitely a deeper Florida team than the one that Connecticut saw on December 2nd.
What does Florida have to do, Kevin, in your mind, to win the game on Saturday and advance to the championship game against either Wisconsin or Kentucky?
Yeah, I think that's the key is to stay true to its identity, which is defense and rebounding. I mean, that's what they've done all season long. That's been their bread and butter. That's what they're going to have to do to continue to advance. I mean, this is a team that's built around players like Scotty Wilbekin and Patrick Young that are plus defenders, and those are the guys that are going to have to step up on both ends of the floor to keep them going.
And, Kevin, with the Florida Gators, 18-0 conference, 36-2 regular season champs and tourney champs, if they don't win the national championship, is it considered a letdown, or will this season still be considered a success?
I don't know. I think you still have to judge it. Getting to a Final Four, I mean, shows progress from the three previous seasons. I know the expectations have been built up based on the long winning streak and so forth, but it'll be very interesting to see if they get Kentucky a fourth time. I mean, that's and at the level Kentucky is playing at right now, very difficult to beat a team four times in the same season. So, they got to get past UConn first, so I guess that's what they're going to worry about, what's on the play right in front of them.
Kevin, do you think it will be a Florida-Kentucky final?
Yeah, I believe so. I just think that there's two teams playing the best right now, and I think they're the two most complete teams. They're the two deepest teams, which I think will play a factor. It's pretty amazing to see, Willie Cauley-Stein go down and kid like Marcus Lee come off the bench and do what he did against Michigan. I mean, that just tells you the level of talent Kentucky has on its roster, and that talent is starting to gel right now.
Talk about Florida and in injuries. How are they going into this Final Four?
They're fairly healthy. I mean, I think everyone is fine. There are no issues or problems. I mean, you have little bumps and bruises here and there. I think Casey Crather is a guy that certainly probably isn't as explosive as he was early in the season because of some knee and ankle issues. You know, this was a guy that scored, double figures in his first 17 games. But Scotty Wilbekin has certainly picked up the slack and been the scorer of this team.
And with four seniors, you just don't see that a lot, I guess, on the higher level BCS conference, SEC. And earlier this year, a lot of people were down on the SEC, saying it's not a top five basketball conference, top to bottom. Do you think, I know it's just two teams, Kentucky and Florida, in the Final Four, but both from the SEC, do you think people now are starting to look at the SEC and say, well, maybe we did underrate them this year?
Yeah, I think so. I still think it's a little bit of a top-heavy league, but I think it definitely got better from last year where you had a bunch of teams that were really rebuilding. This year, I think this past year LSU got a little better, Auburn got a little better, Arkansas, was on the cusp of making the NCAA tournament. So I think you're going to see the league continue to grow and evolve the next couple of years.
Kevin, do you think the league will ever go back to where they have division play?
I don't know. It was designed, because there was this perception that the West was weaker than the East at the time. I think they're cognizant of that. And I think with 14 teams right now, I think they're pretty pleased with the current model, but I'm sure that'll be up for discussion, probably at the spring meetings with Destin. But right now, I don't see much of a reason for it.
Do you think Billy Donovan is an underrated coach in the college game?
Yeah, I keep hearing that. I mean, I think he's gotten his due through the years, certainly. I felt like he should have been national coach of the year this year over Greg Marshall because I think going undefeated in the SEC, a power conference, was a major feat, and maybe he was disrespected that way. But, I think over time, I think if you talk to basketball people, I think they know when you talk about, kind of the Mount Rushmore of college basketball coaches. I think Billy Donovan is up there with Tom Izzo, with John Calipari, with Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, those guys, because of what he's accomplished in terms of, this is his fourth Final Four now, and he's won two national titles. So he's certainly up there with the best of them.
How is the feel around campus as far as when you think Alabama, when you think LSU, you think football schools. When you think Kentucky, you think a basketball school. And growing up, I always thought Florida, football school. But you look lately that the football team has been struggling. And is this a basketball school now?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little bit of both. And I think it always has been. I think if you go back to 06, 07, and 08 during that incredible run when football and basketball was both winning national titles at the same time, for Florida, I mean, that just shows you a complete athletic program. And, you know, I think there's some, you know, other programs have been able to pull it off. Michigan immediately comes to mind. That you could have successful football and basketball at the same place. But certainly Florida has done it at the elite level. And the support for both is strong. You know, probably a little bit stronger for football, obviously, being in the Southeast. But, you know, basketball had 12 sellouts this year, too. So it definitely is emerging into a school that supports all their athletic programs.
Do you see Billy Donovan in the future staying there with the Florida Gators, or if you talk to him about, does he want a chance to coach in the NBA? You see Saban, you see Spurrier, college legends go to the next level, not have that much success and come back. Do you think Donovan would do that?
I think he will do that. Yeah, I think he will stay at Florida for a long period of time. And I think he enjoys it. I think his family likes it there. Gainesville, they helped build a Catholic school in the area. I would be very surprised if he left, because I think he does, enjoy the college game. You know, and I think he had that brief flirtation, obviously, with the Magic where he left. And he realized, how good he had in Gainesville. And he's got a very supportive athletic director. And I think as long as Jeremy Foley's around, Billy is fairly loyal to him. And Jeremy, in turn, has been loyal to Billy. It's a good marriage.
Kevin, besides, obviously, Scotty Wilbekin, and besides Patrick Young, give me another X factor in the game Saturday. Some player that could step up, and not Frazier either, because he's deadly from outside at any given time, that you think could step up and have a big game to help the Gators get past the Huskies.
Casey Frazier could be the guy, if he could summon enough. I think it could be really a guy like Dorian Finney-Smith off the bench. Chris Walker is a guy that, is starting to play a little better. So even Florida's got enough depth where some other guys can step up if guys are taken away. And they've been a pretty good team all season in terms of attacking, taking what the defense gives them and attacking weaknesses of the other team. And I think they'll continue to do that against UConn.
Obviously, getting past Dayton last week in Memphis was a tough task, especially with all of the Dayton Flyer fans that made their way to Memphis for that region final. How many Gator fans do you think will be heading towards North Texas and Arlington for the Final Four?
I think it'll be a good turnout, very good turnout. I think that you will see a lot of Gator fans there. And, won't be quite like Kentucky fans, but I know that a lot of people have been inquiring about it, and it should be a good crowd.
Kevin, safe travels, and we appreciate your time as always.
All right, thank you.